Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, let's not forget, also, out there in the midst, we got the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, men and women. We've also got the bulk mail centers and the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang. And, of course, we've got our suicide jockeys, Tom and company, out there hauling the gasoline and diesel to the gas station so you can get back and forth to work or wherever. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Okay, and joining us, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning again.
Good morning.
I wonder if you were flying the wall, and I don't know if you heard this, but in the last hour, a story has broken on Fox called The Billionaire Battle. And it says Jeff Bezos launches China conspiracy theory about after Elon Musk secures the deal to buy Twitter. In other words, he's accusing him of getting backing from China with the money to get the money to buy Twitter.
Yeah, just
stupid.
There's like a war room with the Democrats and these operatives, and they concoct things that they can use against events that they don't like that happen. Mm-hmm. So you can bet that Bezos is part of that because of his ownership of the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but wait a minute. It was okay that he bought the Washington Post, but it's not okay that Elon Musk buys Twitter.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because Elizabeth Warren says that's going to hurt our democracy.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I know. They're nuts. They really are. They're nuts.
They are nuts.
Yeah. And they're radical, amongst other things. Well, anyway, I do want to say something here. They did find the body of the missing Texas National Guardsman yesterday in the Rio Grande River after the third day. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family, to the unit, to everyone involved. Terrible situation. And now we find out that he was actually in the water trying to rescue a young lady who apparently was possibly transporting drugs, and there were two drug dealers around her. Not dealers. What do they call them? They were carrying drugs is what they were doing. What do they call those guys?
Sorry.
Yeah. So
mules.
Yeah, mules. Okay. So he stumbled into something that might have cost him his life. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay. Well, enough said about that. But he will be missed, I'm sure. But just terrible. And we got to do something on the border. Now, I don't know what the something is other than enforcing the law for openers.
I think Mayorkas testifies today or tomorrow on the Hill. So that one ought to be pretty interesting. So try on over to C-SPAN to watch that one, because I'm sure that he's going to be drilled. The number of Democrats that are against lifting Title 42 is growing exponentially. And
yes.
I would also say, where have they been all this time? This is only because of these Democrats are worried about their re-election in the midterms.
Well, it's because the people in their districts are starting to speak up saying, hey, man, you better do something or we're going to vote against you. That's what's going on.
Well, you know, there's a bigger issue here. And I remember it very well going back to Obamacare on how certain things were not funded by the House, which, you know, controls the purse strings. But there's a whole bunch of things that when it comes to what the Biden administration is doing and not doing that are also not funded when it comes to immigration. And today, the Supreme Court is to hear a case about what is known as the Remain in Mexico policy, otherwise known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. And
correct.
This was done under the Trump administration, where these people were supposed to remain in Mexico and wait for their immigration cases to be decided.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the lower courts have already said that the Biden administration has not followed that. Of course, they're not following Title 42 either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Republican leadership has, in media has done a very lousy job in talking about the fact that the Biden administration is defiant and is not following and adhering to the decisions of these courts. So the lower courts have ruled that the Biden administration has not followed this. And, of course, you know, Merrick Garland's stepping in here and, you know, he's saying, well, this limits the power of the president. Well, that's just nonsense. They're also saying that, you know, that these migrants are being forced to wait in very dangerous areas of Mexico. They can wait any place in Mexico.
Hold the thought. You're going to get cut off right there. There you go. You just got cut off. But anyway, a federal judge yesterday in Louisiana decided to temporarily block the Biden administration from using Title 42, from getting rid of Title 42. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find a coverage for just about anything that you own. They also offer coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about a motorcycle? Got one of them, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? They'll do all of that. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your cars. That's where you'll really save the money. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Find out who your local agent is, or you can get it all done right there on the website, Geico.com. And good luck, because you're going to save some money along the way. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about this football coach in Washington State who got fired over his team praying after the end of the game and whatnot with the other teams? And I think from what I saw of it and heard of it, I think that he's going to be able to get his job back, number one, and I think that's going to be laid to rest. That's just my opinion. What are your thoughts?
I interviewed his lawyer, gosh, 3 years ago now, and it's remarkable that this thing had to go all the way to the Supreme Court. Ladies and gentlemen, just for context, what's the First Amendment about?
Freedom of speech.
If in fact this had to go to the Supreme Court. I mean, let's just put things in perspective here. I heard some of the questions that some of the liberal jurists on the bench asked yesterday and was not very pleased on how they're conflating the issue. And, you know, some of them, like Elena Kagan, virtually couldn't care less about what the protections are of the First Amendment. There's also kind of a dispute here on what the suit is really about and how this thing really came to pass. But I think in the end, they will, in fact, rule for him. He would like to go back to coaching. I'm not sure, you know, that he would necessarily do any kind of a teaching job because that just doesn't have the kind of environment, positive environment that, you know, coaching would. But, I hope that, not that he wins, but that the First Amendment wins.
Well, I'm sure there's a religious school out there somewhere that would hire him to be their coach, maybe even a teacher.
Well, I think that the school where he was coaching was a 5A school, so it was a fairly sizable school.
Okay.
Which means your competition is very different
mm-hmm.
when it comes to your schedule and your.
It's almost like playing colleges. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
All right, now let's talk about an interesting poll that came out yesterday, and I know that you don't care for polls, but this one needs to be discussed because of the nature of it. It's an INI TIPP poll that was done, and it came out with the results. Most Democrats want anybody other than Biden in 2024 for their presidential candidate. This was substantial. 63% of the people in that poll said anybody but Biden.
You can tie, probably, you can correlate, probably directly, the cost of gasoline or inflation to poll numbers, to the popularity or unpopularity of a sitting president. And for Biden to come out and say that he is doing everything in his power to control the price of gasoline or the price of oil and inflation is simply false.
We know that. Yep.
And there are some, and of course, you know, when it came to Earth Day, you know, fine, I'm all about saving the Earth, but I'm not about having policies that destroy economic stability.
Mm-hmm.
In order to save a fish or save a tree or give us one more day on Earth so, you know, we can beat John Kerry's predictions for climate change. And here's kind of where we are with this. Biden comes out and says that by whatever date, our military tanks that are on the battlefield will be electric.
Yeah, I heard that.
Think about that. Think about that. What happens, you know, after the 20 hours or whatever,
mm-hmm.
where are they supposed to plug in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to plug into some, you know, cypress tree someplace? I mean, give me a break.
They're going to bring the portable batteries behind them, and that's what you plug into. I'm just kidding. Probably a generator truck or something. But then they'll target that and get rid of it. They get rid of that, then you've lost your battery source. But anyway.
You have the whole thing. And so if you understand how this green agenda, which is, you know, it's not happening by law. It's happening by fiat. It's happening by regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand what it's doing, you can understand how it's hurting. What other country is doing what we're doing, and they're not. So they're gaining a competitive edge, not because of their gaining, but because we're losing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, how about this New York judge yesterday that held former President Donald Trump in contempt of court for not producing documents subpoenaed in the state attorney general's civil probe of his business practices and ordered Trump to be fined $10,000 per day until he complies.
It is what it is. But I guess that there's a lawsuit in place because of what is known as executive privilege.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know where that stands. I heard it yesterday and just kind of let it sit there. I don't know really where it stands.
But Tisha James. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if I recall right, the lawyers that the prosecutors that were assigned to that case, did they not resign? Do I remember that
they
correctly?
They did. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Two or three of them, and they didn't know where
correct.
That. Where that case would necessarily be.
Well, I don't know, but you are right that there were the attorneys that were involved resigned. So you're absolutely right about that one. Now, here's one for you. We'll lighten the mood. Chris Wallace, unsure of his future after the CNN Plus collapse. He has no idea what he's going to do.
You asked me about this the other day, and I just said, look, you know that Chris Wallace has been around for a very long time, and Chris Wallace would not go into a deal unless there was a solid exit strategy for him on the other side. So Chris Wallace monetarily will be absolutely fine, but what he's going to do with himself during the day, I don't know, and I don't care. You know, maybe Jeff Bezos will hire him now. I don't know.
Well, CNN is actually interviewing Brian Williams to possibly take over the one of the primetime slots.
I'm not sure that doing anything with CNN is a solid decision for career advancement.
And the other one is the one that was on the sports thing that went to news, what the hell was it, MSNBC? What was his name? The one that did the sports at ESPN and then he converted to a radical.
Can't help you.
Yeah, well.
Because I don't watch the ESPN, except then, for College Game Day intermittently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't watch CNN, so I can't help you.
All right, well, he went to MSNBC and then that was the end of
that. I don't watch anything.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he got canned over there. All right, well, here comes the music, so we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there in the mountaintop.
Thank you, too.
All right, that's Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out her website and all the different things she does, and sign up for her columns that she puts out. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter for $44 billion. The deal comes 2 weeks after the Tesla and SpaceX CEO first offered to buy the social media company. Musk has vowed to, quote, unlock the platform's potential by loosening what he says are unfair restrictions on free speech. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin snuck to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over the weekend. This was the highest-level visit by American officials since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began. They pledged more than $300 million in foreign military financing. That's in addition to the $165 million sale of ammunition. Tech stocks helped Wall Street end Monday on a positive note. The Dow closed up 238 points. The Nasdaq was higher by 166 points. The S&P 500 gained 24. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, on Thursday of this week, we'll have Bo Browning here in the studio. You'll want to be listening to that. And in the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business about 75 years, and they have two campuses where they can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the first one is right here in Florida, in Clearwater, Florida. I'm sitting here in Tampa on this side of the bay, and they're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. And then the second location is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So, in either case, you want to call them up, and I'll give you the number in a minute, and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. But I would strongly suggest that you take the tour of both their campuses. That way you get to find out what both of them are about and make a really intelligent decision on where you want to go. Now, the phone number to call to schedule an appointment to find out more about National Aviation Academy is 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. You want to call the number and schedule an appointment at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Now, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get an opportunity to come and meet not only some of the students, but you'll also meet some of the instructors, and you also get a chance to talk to some of the money people that handle the financial loans for going to school. Now, if you're military and you have your GI Bill with benefits on it, you don't need to worry at all, provided you have enough benefits to take care of it. Otherwise, you just take what you have of your military benefits and then do the rest of it with a civilian loan. But if you're just getting out of the military, I am sure 100% of what you have will be paid for. So there you go, if you're just getting out of the military. Now, keep in mind also that the National Aviation Academy also has the opportunity, if you're in the military, and let's say you're a certified aviation maintenance tech already, you have the opportunity to come on board, take a shortened course, and challenge the test. And once you do that, you get your certification, and boom, out the door you go. You're on your way to your new career in the civilian world. And by the way, these careers are very well paid. And if you get with a company that has terminals around the world, repair facilities, that is, you might be able to travel. And you make even more money when you get out there and travel around the world. So great opportunities certainly prevail. All right, let's get to the military news here. A military judge convicted Major General Bill Cooley of sexually assaulting his sister-in-law in 2018, closing out the first full court-martial of an Air Force general. Now, that's a shame. He's probably going to lose a star or two. And I don't know what else is going to happen. We'll have to wait and see. But unbelievable. Now, the Air Force and Space Force announced that there would be reenlistment bonuses available for 63 field jobs, a substantial increase in the number of career specialties eligible for more money to continue serving. Also, the Navy's budget justification books are here, and they contain previous unknown details about how the service wants to spend its money. Also, unit commanders in the Navy and Marine Corps will no longer have investigative authority over any of the sexual harassment cases or allegations, according to the department, which is going to a different way altogether of checking on this stuff and enforcing the rules and regulations. Now, the order from the Hawaii Department of Health requires the military to remove fuel from the tanks 30 days after it's safe to do so. And the U.S. military dropped their appeal of the Hawaiian order to drain those fuel tanks. So that's what they'll be doing in lieu of all the trouble that they've had here over there in Hawaii with the drinking water. Now, the USS Abraham Lincoln, with VIPs aboard, displayed its air power at sea to underline the U.S.-Japanese alliance. U.S. fighters put on a display of naval sea power over the weekend over the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Philippine Sea for two VIPs and sent a message to potential adversaries in the process. Now, Prime Minister Boris Johnson from Great Britain confirmed Ukrainians were training on vehicles being donated to Kiev by London during his two-day trip to India, where he also announced a defense arms pact with New Delhi. Boris is getting around. How about that? In addition, Ukraine officials say Russian forces attempted to storm the Azovstal steel plant, the main remaining Ukrainian stronghold in Mariupol, adding that more than 1,000 civilians were also being sheltered there, and they were repelled back. Now, Denise mentioned something about she thought that they had stopped doing that they were now just encircling the place, and that's what they were doing, but this was something totally different that happened, and I knew about this, but I didn't know exactly when it was in the term of the chronological order here. Now, Russia has also deployed Iskander mobile battlefield missile launchers with a 60 kilometer, or within 60 kilometers, which is 40 miles of the Ukrainian border, Ukrainian's military says. Each of the systems is capable of firing two ballistic missiles and has a range of up to 300 miles and can carry conventional or nuclear warheads, and that could make life really sticky along that border for a while. We'll see what happens. Also, stakeholders from up to 40 nations will meet with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at Ramstein Air Force Base today to discuss how to deliver extended and more lethal aid to the Ukraine. That'd be interesting. I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that one. Now, Canada, and I talked about this with Denise a little while ago here, Canada has now delivered a number of M777 howitzers and associated ammunition to Ukraine forces. And it's now finalizing contracts for commercial pattern armored vehicles that it will send to the Ukraine as soon as possible. And they'll be needing that, I'm sure. Now, of course, we knew that Blinken and Austin went to the Ukrainian capital to meet with the Ukrainian President Zelensky. We assumed that everything went the way it was supposed to. We don't know about all the specifics because, of course, we aren't privileged to know about those things, as you might well know. And here's something that you probably did or maybe you didn't hear. This is from the Defense News. The Pentagon is seeking new ideas and new ways to arm the Ukraine with different weapons that the United States doesn't even have yet. How about that? Holy smokes. All right, folks. Coming back with more to Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
That means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Captain Matt Bruce here. The Two Guys Gun Show returns to the Hernando County Fairgrounds this weekend. I'll be there Saturday morning at 9 with my friends from Moss Nissan and Crystal River. Moss Nissan will be featuring a couple of their Nissan pickups at the show. They'll have representatives on hand to answer any questions about their Nissan truck line. Two Guys Show features both new guns plus antiques and collectibles. There's truly something for everybody. Come see me this Saturday at the Hernando County Fairgrounds just south of Brooksville on Highway 41. Two Guys Gun Shows, Brooksville. Yeah. You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feeling of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body. It also has a double wishbone suspension and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. And let's not forget, Moss Acura also offers the You Serve, You Save package, where active-duty military, veterans, and first responders, and church pastors, too, all can get a great deal, and they're well taken care of there. Now, don't forget, you also get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And, of course, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, Moss Nissan, and Moss Acura, side by side. Find them online at mossmusacura.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, it's 30 minutes north of downtown St. Pete, 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa, right up there. Find them out. Get up there, North Florida Avenue, mossacura.com. You'll be glad you did. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Well, we're a chump change of $43+ billion, somewhere around $44 billion. Elon Musk now owns, oh, by the way, with the help of the Chinese company, or something to do with Chinese, I'll tell you about that in a minute, he bought Twitter, which the deal will be completed by the end of the year.
Well, listen, the China bit, it was kind of like a New York Times started some sort of conspiracy nonsense, you know, saying because the amount of business that Tesla does with China, the will that give undue influence of China over this public free square. And again, this is what the media does. They just, you know, throw stuff up at the wall to see what's going to stick when they get people going one way or another. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. Bezos presented a question. He said, did the Chinese government just gain a bit of leverage over the town square? Again, mm-hmm. quoting other stuff. But he replied to his, this is the number they have on the saying, he replied to his own question. He said, probably not. He said, the more likely outcome in this regard is complexity in China for Tesla rather than censorship at Twitter. And he said, Musk is extremely good at navigating this kind of complexity. So you've got to look at it to some degree. I think China is a very important market for Tesla, but Elon Musk has never been one to, you know, take orders or follow directions or rules from everyone. He's always been pretty much a pretty big rule buster, not a rule follower.
Yeah, he's a lone wolf.
Which is fine. He doesn't like stupid rules and regulations as much as I can't stand stupid rules and regulations. And the type of power this guy is not really interested in being woke and, trying to become with the popular kids, I guess.
But see, he's related to you in another way here because he's a wolf and you're a watchdog. So there you go. Okay, now let's you like that, huh? Okay, let's talk about the NASDAQ, which ended up sharply higher yesterday, about 1.29%. And of course, growth stocks were up. Probably has to do with the Elon Musk announcement of Twitter. You think?
I think maybe a little bit. I think the market was kind of reacting a little bit oversold. I think we're going to still be volatile moving forward, and I do think that we could see another leg to the downside, but let's step back. I don't know the answer to that one way or another because I don't look at things over the short term. So as far as the overall markets are concerned, it's very much still headline driven, taking a look at, bond rates and a myriad of other things that everyone's looking at. We've got a big swath of earnings coming out this week, and we're going to have to see how those things pan out before we get any sort of real direction.
Well, here's the problem with the electric cars, and you probably already know where I'm going with this. Joe Biden and other Green New Deal advocates continue to push for electric vehicles, but without the necessary domestic supply of batteries. So for now, the United States is totally dependent on the Chinese Communist Party for all the necessary critical minerals and other elements needed to build batteries.
Well, yeah. Why do you think that Musk decided to build a couple big Tesla factories in China? You're actually bringing the factories closer to where the raw materials are that you need to actually manufacture the car. I spent a lot of time talking about this through the past couple weeks. We're not even close to having the materials necessary that they're pushing for. Over the next 10 years, even what's online is not even equate to 10% of what they're going to need. And for one to think that it's easy to open up a mine, it's not. You talk about regulations that you're going to have to, the hoops you're going to have to jump through and regulations. We can't get pipelines built in this country. Let alone we're going to get mines opened up. So, again, all of this stuff is fantasy as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, the electric cars are neat and, interesting, and Corvette's now making electric cars. There's not enough materials to make these things so that they can get enough of them out there. And, that's the issue right now. We're putting the cart before the horse, so to speak, when it comes to a lot of this green technologies, not to mention the fact because of the lack of materials, we've seen the prices of solar cells and windmills come down, but now they're going back up because we don't have the commodities that are necessary to build the things. So again, that makes them less affordable and more expensive for electric consumers who are being forced to basically remodernize the electric grid using these various different sources. So yeah, prices are going up.
Well, inflationary pressures have soared in April. We all know that from both the manufacturers and services sector businesses, which is hurting business confidence and the willingness of consumers to want to spend money right now. And the Standard & Poor's Flash Services Index tumbled in April to a three-month low of 54.7, down from 58.0. Now, that missed the expected expectations that were supposed to be 57.9. So do you think this is going to come back and level off, or are we still going to spit and sputter for a while?
I think that it's an interesting spot we put ourselves in the sense that the jobs market is very, very tight. If you want to go out and get a job, you can go get a job and then some. But I do think that we're going to kind of sputter along to some degree? Yes. Do I think that people have changed their purchasing habits out of necessity because of the higher costs of everything that's out there? Yes, I do. And there's no doubt about that this is going to have an effect. The Fed and the Biden administration were asleep at the wheel last year, and we're dealing with it. We're dealing with it. We're dealing with all this excess money printing and inflation, which has just gotten completely out of control.
Wait till you hear this one. 36% of 18 to 29-year-olds say that political involvement rarely has any tangible results.
It's, you know, kids that are a little bit frustrated, I guess, with whether or not it's even worthwhile to get involved in government. And I understand them. I get it. It's, you know, you seem to see the same faces that are representing us in Washington, D.C. And, you know, most people feel like they're oftentimes getting sold out by these public officials and, you know, how powerful they are. Again, we could remedy this very easily. We bring in term limits and certain rules that would take a lot of the money out of politics and take away this you know, the career nature of politics, which it shouldn't be. It should be you go and you serve and you go back home. And I think we could fix a lot by that. But again, the people running the show, they want no part of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're up against the time here. We've run the end of the gamut, and I'm going to let you go and let you know that it might get a little chilly in a couple of days up there, so get ready.
Yeah. All righty, I know.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That is the place and the way to go. Okay, in the meantime, we are going to be coming right back with more to Captain America Third Watch and retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, too, right after the top of our news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.